INSPE. Breanne Brown of the Alberta RCMP Serious Crimes Branch discusses the labor trafficking file out of Kalmar, Alta, and Fox Creek, Alta, at a media availability at headquarters in Edmonton on July 10. Alberta RCMP video. The Alberta RCMP Serious Crimes Branch has made two arrests in a year-long human trafficking investigation that included a business in Kalmar in Leduc County. On July 10, investigators gave a media briefing on the investigation. In the summer of 2024, Alberta RCMP and Alberta Employment Standards Office received a report of possible human trafficking at a motel in Fox Creek, Alta, and a gas station in Kalmar, Alta. The investigation, that involved several partner agencies, uncovered multiple illegal practices involving several immigrant workers, including, but not limited to, forcing employees to work 80 to 90 hour weeks without proper compensation, submitting falsified work schedules, exploitative payment practices, overcharging rent and expenses, improper labor market impact assessment practices, and harassment. On June 25, the Alberta RCMP, assisted by the Canada Border Services Agency, conducted search warrants at two Edmonton residences, seizing cash, bank records, business records and immigration agreements, among other materials. Edmonton resident Yian Su Lee, 55, was charged with four counts of trafficking in persons, four counts of receiving material benefits from trafficking, and criminal harassment. Joo-Hyup Lee, 26, also of Edmonton, was charged with trafficking in persons and receiving material benefits from trafficking. Both accused have been released and are set to appear in court in Grande Prairie on August 11, 2025. Human trafficking is the act of recruiting, transporting, holding individuals by means of force, fraud or coercion for the purpose of sexual or labor exploitation, said Inspector Breanne Brown of the Alberta RCMP Serious Crimes Branch. In this case, the RCMP determined that the suspects took action to harbor and recruit foreign workers by using threats, abuse of power, fraud and deception, all for the purpose of exploiting the labor of these workers. Employment Standards recovered more than $160,000 in unpaid earnings for employees and for unauthorized deductions from those earnings, according to the release. Occupational Health and Safety also conducted inspections of the Lee's businesses, resulting in a $60,000 administrative penalty issued to Grizzly Motor Hotel for repeated non-compliance and a $10,000 administrative penalty issued to Yian Su Lee for allegedly hindering and interfering with an OHS officer. The investigation is ongoing. Allegations of money laundering are still being investigated and authorities are actively pursuing all related offenses. We can say we're currently working with four victims, but we certainly believe there are more victims out there that will come forward, and have the courage to come forward to speak with police, said Brown during the question and answer period. Human Trafficking Provincial Coordinator Sergeant Roland Misick of the Serious Crimes Branch said labor exploitation investigations have been on the rise over the last few years, as they're seeing a trend of more victims feeling safe to come forward. Misick added the increase of files is also due to more awareness and training. So far in 2025, there have already been seven investigations in Alberta that focused on labor exploitation where individuals recruited victims and then victimized them. It's not a new problem, said Misick. Pretty much any industry where you can find low skill or high volume labor, this is where we're seeing victims coming forward. The Action Coalition on Human Trafficking Alberta, ACT, is assisting the victims in the case. ACT Executive Director Carrie Collins said due to agency collaboration, the response throughout the investigation was victim-centered. The individuals affected felt supported through every stage of the process and ACT will continue to walk alongside them as they move forward in safety and begin their healing journey, said Collins. We want to commend the victims for their incredible bravery in coming forward. Their courage is what made this response possible. Those with information about human trafficking, either sexual or labor exploitation, are asked to contact their local police, said Brown.